Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web with Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
Well, that sucks.
Well, today's worst day on the web is one that I am so excited to hand out. Oh my God, as a college football fan and a fan of the Big Ten, formerly the Pac-12, I love to see SEC teams just getting owned and having to eat crow. And apparently Alabama's fans are going to having to be doing a little bit of that after today's matchup against Michigan in the ReliaQuest Bowl. It didn't go so well. Michigan beat Alabama 19-13. That is right. Unranked Michigan from the Big Ten beating number 11 Alabama 19-13. Yes, this is the same Alabama that was bitching about not being included in the college football playoff as a three-loss SEC team. Jalen Milroe had three turnovers all in the first quarter. Let's play one of them for you right now.
Milroe back to pass. Ball comes out. It's on the turf. Picked up by Michigan. Again. Milroe was winding up to throw. He got it stripped away. I think it was Hall, the quarterback, who got it out. Another Alabama turnover. They've run 10 plays, and they have three turnovers.
It's unbelievable. Two fumbles, including that one by Jalen Milroe, as well as a pick, all in the first 10 plays. So today's worst day on the web, double bird to you, Alabama Crimson Tide football.
It's beautiful, right? Like, once you start getting into the debate of, like, well, who deserves it more? Who should have it more?
We are in instead of you because we're better.
This is exactly what had to happen. One of the other teams that was complaining about it, South Carolina, they're the hottest team in college football right now. Yeah, they're down 7-3 at halftime to Illinois.
I love that. Wow, Illinois' defense is holding strong. Okay.
Illinois is not a bad football
team.
Luke Altmyer is not a bad QB. And so I love when the SEC gets all high and mighty because they go into this narrative, Paul Feinbaum, of, well, we lost because we're so good.
God.
Our schedule is so difficult that we have to be given an extra loss.
You don't live in the same universe as us, dude.
Well, God. There was a point in time where the best, like truly, truly the best teams were in the SEC.
When you think about it,
the best two teams were in the SEC for a good like 2 or 3 year run.
Yes.
Alabama, Georgia, those were the best two teams. The difference is that you have to look at it through the lens of every single year is different, especially now with the transfer portal and just the amount of upheaval and movement that can happen. Every single year, you have to go into it as best that you can because you're never going to fully be able to get away with your bias, right? There are people that voted Michigan as a top 10 team this year. Remember, when Texas beat Michigan, Michigan was ranked in the top 10 in the country.
Without a quarterback.
Right, without a quarterback, because it was Michigan.
Yeah.
It was Michigan. Michigan is expected to be Michigan, so Michigan will be good. We have to do our best to come into the season without bias and be able to look at a team and go, yeah, that's Alabama, but that's not really Alabama. This is the weakest the SEC has been in a while, and some of it is Monday morning quarterbacky, and it's not entirely fair because what would Georgia be with Carson Beck? We don't truly know and will never know, right? We got to see the season with Carson Beck, and there were moments where they didn't look good, but there were moments where they looked like they were the best team in the country. They blew out Clemson. They smacked Tennessee, right? The first half against Alabama looked really bad. They came back against that same Alabama team, right? They came back and found a way to be in and win both games against Texas. Now, was that because of Carson Beck? No, it was because of the defense. But if Carson Beck is the starter and you have a national championship coach in Kirby Smart, I don't think that he's going to ride with Carson Beck just because he's the one he picked at the beginning. It's because he thinks he's his best option to win. And now you don't have that. But it feels like, and maybe it's because I've watched too much Big Ten football this year, the best three teams are in the Big Ten. Kinda. And the one team that can kind of upset that is probably Notre Dame.
So you wouldn't even put Georgia in the conversation then?
Not until we see Stockton. They're like, they're their own category
yeah.
right now. I have to see how they perform with Stockton. That defense is good enough to win a game in the playoffs against the better teams. Maybe one, maybe two. I mean, shoot. I truly do think that Texas, when they're playing at their peak, is probably amply ranked. Top five team in the country, probably. Yeah. That seems fair for them. Georgia beat them twice. They didn't win that first game because of Carson Beck. In fact, they didn't win that second game because of Carson Beck. They won that second game because of their defense. They won that first game because of their defense. That's how good that defense is.
Yeah.
I just don't believe that they can go on a run where they win three games just with that defense. It's not the same Georgia defense from 3 years ago, and that's because, frankly, high school players aren't going to go and sit on the bench for 4 years until they finally get their time to play. They're not going to sit for three. They're not going to sit for two. Some won't even sit for one, right?
Dante Moore.
Right. So I just don't think you have the truly elite teams because the big, bad SEC, they're not hoarding anybody anymore.
I know that's fair. It's been a lot of flip-flopping of conferences and big power conferences, schools switching from one to the other. That's definitely true. Alabama, too, it's not like they really... If they were the fifth team in a four-team college playoff, even though it's Alabama, I would say they have a gripe. Like, this is a 12-team playoff that we're talking about. We expanded it to allow for extra scenarios to happen, to allow for these teams that were on the fringes before that never would have had an opportunity to allow them to get in. And frankly, all we're seeing, Will, is we're not seeing the never was as get a shot. We're only seeing the has-beens and the other blue chip elite teams that have already been there getting added to the pile at the end of the year. Instead of, an Ohio State, an Oregon, and a Georgia, it's an Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Boise State, who's always been an upset monster in the past. And you look at all the other schools that are in this, Notre Dame, they've been a powerhouse for a bit. It's not including anybody outside of an SMU, but I mean, they can pay people now, right? It's pretty ironic, and actually I think it's very fitting that as soon as they are legally allowed to pay players, they're looking as good and as prominent as they were back in the 80s during the Pony Express days when they were doing it all under the table. So really, I don't see, I see the opportunity for more teams to go in here, but I don't see the argument from Alabama. I'm sick of hearing from their fans that think they should be 12-0, 13-0 every single year. 9-4 in Kalen DeBoer's first season. Glorious. Just glorious.
Yeah, I mean, the bad Twitter quote is, they're going to show Kalen DeBoer, right?
And why?
Well, it's funny.
No, I get it is funny, but why would you even want to think that is my question.
I think that there's a different... I mean, it's not unheard of. Coach O, he won a national title, and he was out 2 years later.
And
Kalen DeBoer hasn't done anything. Not at Alabama, at least, right?
I know.
An Alabama fan, I mean, you can look right now in the YouTube chat. Jake's a big Alabama fan. He's upset right now at Kalen DeBoer. And I frankly think that he has the right to be. Like, that guy was brought in to be your quarterback whisperer. And you have an impressive talent in Jalen Milroe.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Milroe has the opportunity, has all the tools, but he doesn't always complete all of them. He's great at the deep ball. He's great at running, right? He's great at using his legs. He's okay at short passes. He's horrible at the middle passes. He's horrible at using the middle of the field. At times, his decision-making is bad. Isn't that what DeBoer was brought in to change? I'm not saying it's the right move. There are people right now that if Ohio State doesn't win the national championship are going to call for Ryan Day's head. Should he be fired?
I think so, frankly. He was kind of gifted that job in the first place, in my opinion.
There are a few that have the winning percentage that he does. All I'm saying is...
But there are a few that have been given the toolbox that he has for the last 7 years.
That is a route that people will go down, right? 100%. And so I just think that, one, you have to remember that fans sometimes get a little bit too fired up, have a little too much of emotional stake into it.
Me included, I will admit that.
But I also love that we get to dunk on the SEC again and again and again.
Yeah, because screw you, Lane Kiffin.
If they had just taken care of business, if they had just done their job, this wouldn't be an issue.
Nope.
They would still be playing right now. But they didn't.
just win, baby. That's kind of the whole idea, right?
Well, it shuts everyone up, too. Finally shuts everyone, unless Lane Kiffin wins, I'm sure they will win in their bowl game.
Well, it shuts everybody up except Paul Feinbaum and Kirk Herbstreit, right? Who say the best teams should be in the 12-team playoff regardless of record.
Well, again, there are a lot of arguments that people have made in the past about who should be playing where.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go back and you look at it 2 years later and you go, yeah, why was I doing that? I was just in the heat of the moment.
For sure.
I think that this year, those three SEC teams, there are going to be some analysts that come back and go, yeah, why was I doing that? Like, that was dumb.
I need to do that. I hope we hear that from them. But today's worst day on the web, going to Alabama for their hubris all season and their loss to Michigan in the ReliaQuest Bowl after bitching because they didn't make the college football playoff. All right, coming up next, we're going to have some fun with audio. How far would you go to help one of your favorite pro golfers? It's 151 on the Fan.